The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic or sandals or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, your peace will come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's the feast of the Apostle St. Barnabas today. St. Barnabas, not one of the 12 apostles. And just a little reminder that an apostle was a witness to the resurrected Jesus Christ, personally sent by Jesus himself. We always think of the apostles as just being the 12, but that's simply not accurate. Paul was an apostle. He wasn't one of the 12. Same goes for Matthias. Same goes for Barnabas. Same goes for a third apostle, James, named in the book of Acts, not one of the 12. It's like so many of these ancient saints, we know almost nothing about their lives. But you know, with St. Barnabas, it's a little bit different. There's enough details out there that we can piece together a picture. And I like to think of St. Barnabas as being the patron saint of unsung heroes. And the first thing to understand is that his name was not Barnabas. His name was Joseph. Barnabas was a nickname. And Barnabas means son of encouragement. This is what they called him. So Barnabas lived his life offering a key difference behind the scenes to so many people at different places. He ended up changing the course of the history of the church. It was Barnabas who encouraged a young man named Mark to accompany St. Peter to Rome. Mark ended up writing down Peter's preaching, and his writing became the Gospel of St. Mark, the first gospel ever written because of the encouragement of St. Barnabas. It was Barnabas who encouraged the citizens of Jerusalem not to be afraid of the newly converted St. Paul, who, as you know, had been a terrible persecutor of the church. Because of Barnabas's encouragement, the ministry of Paul took root in Jerusalem and changed the course of history. And it was Barnabas who encouraged that same St. Paul to return to Antioch at a critical time in its history, that fledgling church which made such a great difference. And everybody's heard of Peter, and everybody's heard of Paul, and everybody's heard of the Gospel of St. Mark. But almost nobody thinks about Barnabas. But without him, a lot of the rest might never have happened. Here's a fact. God works through unsung heroes who, acting at a critical time, make an irreplaceable difference. You might have never heard of Jan Tiranovsky, but you've definitely heard of the person he helped, Pope John Paul II. Jan Tiranovsky was an unknown Polish tailor with a deep spiritual life and a devotion to St. John of the Cross. John Paul II says that if it wasn't for the influence of Jan Tiranovsky when he was a young man, he never would have become a priest. How's that for changing the course of history? Unsung heroes all throughout the world, all throughout nature. Every time you see a plant, every time you see a bush or a tree, never forget that most of it is hidden from your sight. Most of what makes all that is visible possible is underground, drawing essential nutrients up for what you can see, such as the God that we have. In heaven, of course, there will be no unsung heroes. It pleases God to make all truth known. But here, while we make our way through on earth, let's not be afraid to follow the example of St. Barnabas, the patron saint of the unsung hero, and ask for his prayers to help us to persevere. St. Barnabas, pray for us.